I think one of the most exciting possibilities is that one of our colleagues, Beth Lamb, who is a tissue culture expert that works in the tissue culture lab at Philip Rucks Nursery, she's discovered some mutants of some of the UFRs, and she calls them super root mutants because they're producing up to twice as much feeder roots as the original clone. So feeder root loss is a big problem when trees get infected with HLB. So a rootstock that produces more feeder roots might have a better chance of dealing with the disease. So she asked me if I was interested in these super root mutants, and I said certainly. And so she gave them to me in tissue culture tubs, so they were still on the media. And we got them out and planted them, and she gave me three mutants of UFR1 to start, and one of UFR3 and one of UFR6. Well, in the same time, I've been experimenting with using infected murcod as an indicator plant to test new rootstocks because it reacts more quickly and more severely than sweet orange. And so I grew some of these plants up and I grafted the infected murcot to them, and they all flushed out from the murcot tissue, highly symptomatic. And when we ran PCR, there was a high titer bacteria in the tissue, as you would expect with an infected murcot. But what happened next was really interesting. The second flush came out completely normal on three of these. I'm very healthy, and when we ran PCR, the bacteria was gone in these new flushes. Remarkable for a highly susceptible variety like murcot. So it seems the rootstock is doing something to mitigate the disease in this highly susceptible variety murcot, the honey tangerine. So I've since put these trees in the field, and I'm watching them now, and it's going to be really interesting to see what happens with the spring flush.
For Southeast Agnet, this is Tacy Callies.